आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस: लॉन्च ऑफ एक्सियम 4 मिशन टू कैरी इंडियाज एस्ट्रोनॉट शुभांशु शुक्ला टू स्पेस पोस्टपोन टिल टुमारो ड्यू टू बैड वेदर। Indian Navy rescues 18 crew members of Singapore-flagged container ship MV Wan Hai 503 following massive fire. Four remain missing. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Indian youth are increasingly transitioning from job seekers to job creators, with IITs playing crucial role in this transformation. Center notifies SEZ reforms to boost semiconductor and electronics manufacturing. Legendary Indian cricketer MS Dhoni inducted into prestigious ICC Hall of Fame. And in football, India to take on Hong Kong in 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match this evening. And now the news in detail. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 PM IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The four astronauts on the Axiom 4 mission are Shubhanshu Shukla from India, Slavoj Uznanski from Poland, Tibor Kapu from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the US. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. More details on this from our correspondent.
The crew will fly aboard the SpaceX Dragon that will be launched by the Falcon 9 rocket, which will be launched from launch pad number 39 from Kennedy Space Center from Cape Canaveral. This will be the first flight of the Dragon spacecraft and the Falcon 9 booster's second. After lifting off and completing its tasks, the first phase of Falcon 9 rocket will return to the Earth and land at landing zone number 1 in Florida. Shubhanshu Shukla, in a video released by Axiom Space, said that he felt extremely fortunate that he is becoming a part of something much bigger.
Namaste. I am Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla. I would say that I have been extremely fortunate and extremely lucky to have gotten the opportunities to first fly all my life, which was a dream job for me, and then have the opportunity to apply to astronaut corps, and now consequently be here.
The mission aims to support both current space research and future long-term space missions, which also includes helping Earth-based studies through data collected in orbit. The crew will perform over 60 scientific experiments in fields such as human health, earth studies, life sciences, biology and material research. Joy, Akashvani.
Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Wan Hai 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 AM yesterday. INS Surat and a Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. First aid has been rendered to the injured crew members and the ship is presently proceeding to New Mangalore for disembarkation and further medical management. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that India is emerging as a global leader in addressing contemporary challenges through the strength of its young talent and technological innovation. Speaking at IIT Jodhpur, Mr. Birla lauded the contribution of India's youth in propelling social, economic and technological advancement. Highlighting the pivotal role of Indian youth in shaping the nation's progress, he urged them to continue harnessing cutting-edge technology for the betterment of the country. Mr. Birla noted that the youth of India are increasingly transitioning from job seekers to job creators, with IITs playing a crucial role in this transformation.
यहाँ के पढ़ने वाले विद्यार्थियों ने टेक्नोलॉजी के अंदर, इनोवेशन के अंदर, जहाँ हमारी विरासत ज्ञान परंपरा को आगे बढ़ाया है, जहाँ आधुनिक भारत की नई तस्वीर बनाने का काम भी किया है। शोध और गुणवत्ता को आपने देखा होगा किस तरीके से इस विश्वविद्यालय के अंदर वर्तमान चुनौतियों को और भावी चुनौतियों को, देश की चुनौतियों को और दुनिया की चुनौतियों को, कैसे हमारे IIT संस्थान इन चुनौतियों का समाधान करे, इसके लिए एक विचार और दृष्टिकोण दिया है।
Central government has announced a series of policy relaxations for special economic zones, SEZs, aimed at boosting high-tech manufacturing, particularly in semiconductors and electronic components. More inputs from our correspondent.
These changes are designed to attract pioneering investments, ease regulatory hurdles, and strengthen India's position in the global semiconductor value chain. A key reform involves amending Rule 5 of the SEZ Rules 2006, which reduces the minimum contiguous land requirement for SEZs dedicated to semiconductor or electronics component manufacturing from 50 hectares to just 10 hectares. In addition, Rule 7 has been amended to allow the Board of Approval to relax encumbrance-free land norms when land is mortgaged or leased to the central or state governments or their authorized agencies. The government has also modified Rule 53 to permit the value of goods received and supplied free of cost to be included in net foreign exchange (NFE) calculations under customs valuation norms. Another important change under Rule 18 now allows SEZ units in these sectors to sell goods in the domestic tariff area after paying applicable duties. Ashish P. Abraham, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the sixth meeting of the Governing Council, GC, of the National Investment and Infrastructure Fund Limited, NIIF, in New Delhi yesterday. In the meeting, Finance Minister and other GC members discussed performance and the existing fund of NIIF and key guidance. They also discussed the existing strategy and future vision of NIIF as an institution going forward, including the nature and size of next generation of funds to be raised by NIIF and the new avenues for capital raising to be explored. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning News. India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on environmental conservation and development.
Over the last decade, India has adopted a development model that integrates environmental protection with inclusive growth. From reviving rivers to restoring ecosystems and creating green infrastructure, the country has demonstrated a strong commitment to conservation with compassion. The Namami Gange Mission is one of the world's largest river rejuvenation programs. It has improved water quality, enhanced biodiversity, and encouraged local participation in the revival of Ganga. Alongside this, the Swachh Bharat Mission and Gobardhan Yojana have transformed sanitation and waste management, especially in rural areas. The Gobardhan scheme promotes the conversion of organic waste into biogas and manure, supporting both cleanliness and energy self-reliance. Campaigns like Ek Ped Maake Naam have mobilized citizens for environmental action. Over 142 crore trees have been planted across the country, contributing to carbon absorption and ecological restoration. India has also made significant strides in wildlife conservation. Initiatives such as Project Cheetah, Project Lion and the expanded Project Tiger focus on habitat development and species recovery. India now has at least 3,682 tigers, accounting for over 75% of the world's wild tiger population. India currently has 91 Ramsar sites, the highest in Asia. The latest additions, Kichen in Falodi and Menar in Udaipur, both in Rajasthan, further strengthen the nation's commitment to protecting vital wetlands. Coastland wetland conservation has also gained momentum. 13 Indian beaches have earned the prestigious Blue Flag certification, while schemes like Amrit Dharohar and Mishti are advancing the preservation conservation of wetlands and mangroves, crucial for climate resilience. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amritkaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
The government will facilitate an additional provision of 25 crore rupees for 2,060 houses damaged in border areas. This comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement regarding additional compensation for houses damaged by Pakistani shelling in the border districts of Jammu and Kashmir following Operation Sindoor. The Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that the Prime Minister announced additional compensation of 2 lakh rupees for each fully damaged house and 1 lakh rupees for each partially damaged house. The ministry has ensured swift implementation of this decision. Similar compensation will also be provided in the border areas of Punjab. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the stalled work of the Russia-India-China RIC Troika could be restarted as the tension between New Delhi and Beijing has eased significantly. Speaking at the Forum of the Future 2050 in Moscow, the Russian Foreign Minister said the resumption of joint work in RIC format could be the first step towards pan-Eurasian processes, including the formation of a multipolar architecture. President Donald Trump has ordered the Department of Defense to deploy an additional 2,000 California National Guard troops to the Los Angeles area to support U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and to enable federal law enforcement officers to safely conduct their duties amid ongoing anti-immigration enforcement protests in the city. Pentagon spokesperson Sean Parnell said this in an ex post yesterday. Moving on to the world of sports, legendary Indian wicketkeeper, batter and former captain MS Dhoni has been inducted into the prestigious ICC Hall of Fame, marking another glorious chapter in his storied cricket career. We have more details on this from our sports desk.
Celebrated for his calm under pressure and unmatched on-field tactics, MS Dhoni's legacy as one of the game's greatest finishers, leaders and wicketkeepers has been honoured with his induction into the ICC Cricket Hall of Fame. Dhoni, who led India to three major ICC titles, the 2007 T20 World Cup, 2011 ODI World Cup and 2013 Champions Trophy, has been inducted into the prestigious list for his trailblazing influence in the shorter formats of the game. Dhoni is among seven cricketers honoured this year, including greats like Matthew Hayden from Australia and Hashim Amla from South Africa. In football, India is all set to take on Hong Kong in a crucial 2027 AFC Asian Cup qualifier final round match at the Kai Tak Stadium in Hong Kong this evening. This Group C clash is at high stake as both the teams are top two ranked sides in the four-team group and are aiming for the first win of their campaign. In hockey, Indian men's team went down fighting 2-3 against the Netherlands in a thrilling FIH Hockey Pro League clash at the Wagner Stadium in Amstelveen, Netherlands. Abhishek and Jugraj netted a goal each for India, while Netherlands managed to outclass India. With Bimal Mohapatra, Chirag Jaya Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall and thunderstorms at isolated places over coastal Karnataka and interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Orissa, Rayalaseema, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal, and the northeastern states today. Parts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh are also likely to experience thunderstorms with lightning and gusty winds during the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers. It's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Setting the tone for the 12th year of Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government, the pioneer writes, Modi crosses auspicious 11. PM Modi invites citizens to share views on 11 years of India's growth journey, informs the statesman. The Hindu leads with 4 dead after falling off Mumbai local trains. Due to weather condition, the Tribune informs, India's ISS dream on hold, bad weather delays Axiom 4 launch. In the backdrop of a boosted investor sentiment of the RBI, double bonanza of repo rate cut and reduction in CRR, the Hindu Business Line writes, led by bank stocks, Nifty hits 8-month high. And finally, with the capital sizzling under a relentless sun on Monday, Delhi boils at 43.4 degrees Celsius on hottest day this summer. Real feel soars to 49 degrees Celsius, reports the Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Launch of Axiom 4 mission to carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space postponed till tomorrow due to bad weather. Indian Navy rescues 18 crew members of Singapore-flagged container ship MV Wanhai 503 following massive fire. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says Indian youth are increasingly transitioning from job seekers to job creators, with IITs playing crucial role in this transformation. Centre notifies SEZ reforms to boost semiconductor and electronics manufacturing. Legendary Indian cricketer MS Dhoni inducted into prestigious ICC Hall of Fame. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.